Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV. The ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, everybody? You are watching and listening to the After Show for Growing Up Hip Hop LA right here on AfterBuzz TV Network, quarantine style, of course. Before we get into tonight's episode, let's introduce us, the host, your wonderful host. Thank you for tuning in each and every week. I am Howard the Third, sitting with me in quarantine style, Miss Missy. How you feeling, Missy?
Hey, guys, I'm Missy. I'm feeling great. It's Friday. Happy Friday. I'm just ready to talk about the episode.
Yes, for sure. Byron K in your robe, how are you doing? Oh, Byron, your mic.
My bad, y'all. What's good, y'all? Byron K, we in the building. We're ready to talk growing up hip hop. Let's get it.
Yes. And birthday girl herself. I hope it was a great one. Lisa, welcome back. Did you celebrate? What'd you do? Where'd you go?
I had so much fun quarantine style. I got to chat with some friends. It was a really good time. But I'm excited to be back and talk about this episode.
Yes, and we missed you. We're happy you're back. All right, everybody. So let's get into it. Season 5, episode 17, The Royal Rumble. Overall thoughts with the episode, because I don't know how to feel, really. I mean, what are y'all thinking? You know what, Missy, what are you feeling?
Okay, well, I think it was just real. It was a lot going on, you know, towards the end when they were starting to fight. I don't know. I just feel like Breeze is like a real instigator. She keeps stuff going. You know, she could have came out very cordial, but instead she kind of picked the nice nasty with Egypt and was like, oh, he looks so great, but we already know where they stand. So I don't know. It was real crazy this episode. I don't know. Yeah. A lot going on.
I think Sam and Egypt were both pressed. Definitely Egypt throughout the whole episode. She was just pressed. And then Sam was like her, like the demon on her shoulder telling her what to do. And it was funny. It was an interesting episode. I'm excited to see what happens next. But this one was definitely crazy.
Yeah.
I always think it's interesting when a third party not involved in the drama has an event. And then all of a sudden it turns into the event about this drama. I would twist what you said about her birthday party. Like, what was going on?
Like, I'm just trying to celebrate. Like, we would just say, right. Just say happy birthday, blow out the candles, go home.
Right.
What's going on? I know this, it's just so tricky. I just don't know how to feel about TT. It's just like TT, you know, all the things she was saying to her man about how she wanted to be married first and, you know, I understand that, but just to find out, like, they weren't even really dating for that long, and now she's pregnant, and then her whole reason of being pregnant was because I told you it wasn't the green light. Like, ma'am, I don't get that. Like, okay, all right, do you? I don't know. Well, this episode, I'm more excited for next week's episode than anything. This one was a nice little, like, filler to get me into next week.
Yes.
But, you know... Okay, we'll still talk about it. So we open up with this whole thing with Angela and Bow Wow. I mean, let's just touch on their back and forth, tit for tat type of thing, their funny, playful relationship. Angela sitting there with her friends, you know, her right man, her right hand girl and her other friend. And they're pretty much like, we want you to be back with Bow Wow. We want you to run your merchandise, be a power couple, do what you need to do. And Angela's just still not here for it, and really neither am I. I like that they're friends. Like, they play off of each other.
Yeah, I like the friendship between them. I don't think they should move forward with a romantic relationship. I think they should just stay platonic, and then, like, if it does get to that point of, like, they're trying to see where it goes and, like, it organically develops, then that's okay. But, like, kind of having, like, that force, like, oh, we should be in a relationship. Like, I don't think they should go there. And it doesn't matter what everyone else says, because I think they should do what's comfortable, you know?
Yeah, I think there's too much force all around. And I think Angela, it's just, it comes with the territory because she put herself in a position by taking on this TV lifestyle. Because anytime we see her spending time with anybody, we're going to automatically make that connection. And that's just how society is. And she's had very public dealings with both Romeo and Bow Wow. So it's to be expected, especially when you're on a show that they're both on. You know what I'm saying? And I think that Angela shouldn't really worry about, not worry about dating anybody, but like just live her life on TV for right now, because like the pressure that we're putting on her is not going to help her decision anyways, because it has to be who she feels comfortable with, not who people tell her that she looks good with. But again, she kind of put herself in this situation years ago.
Yeah,
I think it's hard though, because it's like we don't give her a storyline except for her talking about who she's dating. So she's like, what else did Angela do with her day besides talking about Romeo and Bow Wow? Like
taking care of her kid.
That's all they let us see. So I think her, I'd like to see more. I agree.
No, I think her storyline really, like, I don't think that she has an interesting storyline. I think her storyline is A, her relationship issues, and then B, just her son, because you know she went through a very serious loss with the father of her son. So I think her life has literally been about her son, her being a mom, and her being a businesswoman. As far as the dating stuff, I think it's just kind of added on for TV.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I mean, I just hope that they can figure this type of thing out, but I don't want them to date again. I don't like that.
As long as they're on TV, I'm sorry. As long as they're on TV, we're always going to be having these discussions. That's the funny thing about it.
Yeah. And definitely we have to have the discussion now, because it's just like with Romeo kind of gone, or is he not gone? We don't kind of really know. Mm-hmm. We have to put Angela with somebody, and Bow Wow was the somebody who had to step in.
I just feel like Angela just needs a stronger storyline. Like she needs something else going on. You know, like she just has that connection with Bow Wow and that's it. Like maybe like she should start talking about herself and like what she's doing with her career and like kind of get away from the relationships and just be more about her and like her son and like moving forward. Cause I feel like she gets a lot of pressure with the Bow Wow and Romeo talk and it's always about that. So maybe she should just switch it up and like go towards a career storyline instead.
I agree. I definitely think it'd be good for a lot of women to see that too. Just like, you know, she's doing it by herself. She kind of has to do it by herself at this point. And she's also got like, you know, businesses going on and stuff. Like I think it'd be dope to see more of her like actual life.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of life, still, TT. So she's getting ready to bring life into this whole, you know, this new world with her being pregnant and all. And I just don't know. Like, I'm excited to see TT as a mom, but I'm, like, kind of scared for her as a mom. I'm just in the middle with her. But I love how she said she's just pretty much ready to do what she needs to do, which is be a mother, but she wanted to be married first. She said she talked to her boyfriend at the moment, Sam, and they were strolling along the beach and they were like, I didn't see this happening. We've only been together for less than a year. Like, we need to get married. I mean, should she be putting this pressure on Sam? Do we like think they know each other type of thing? Because it's been a few months only.
That's kind of hard. I mean, I'm single, so I shouldn't really say anything, but
I mean, same, but I'm still gonna say something. So, go ahead.
I mean, like, they're in a like definitely serious, you know, situation. They're gonna bring a child into the world. I mean, pressuring someone is not always the best idea, because you can't have make someone be with you. So I mean, maybe like, let's say she has their baby, like maybe they can kind of play it by ear, because like I don't think you can like force anyone to like marry you, so that's kind of a hard one.
Unless you're Jocelyn, because you know he did do the Marriage Boot Camp hip hop edition after show. So if y'all watch that, make sure that you go back and look at it, because Jocelyn definitely did that. But only her. Like, not many people can do that. But yeah. I definitely agree. You can't force, first off, you can't force anybody, especially anybody grown, to do anything. And even if you feel like you did, if they're not happy doing it, they're not going to keep doing it. So, or they're not going to be happy doing it either way. So just for you, it's better to not try to force anybody into anything. But I think it's cool that just overall that TT went and got her some white chocolate, about to have her a little mixed baby, living her best life. They out having a good time on the beach.
I know.
It definitely makes sense as to why she went back to Jamaica, though. I was like, that's a random move. But like, she living with her mom. She has her mom there. And like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it made more sense now. I'd be like, okay, so that's why.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, yeah. TT, well, we'll see. I mean, she's going to start her businesses there. I wonder if she's going to be there, like, permanently or just try to do, like, half of the year there, half of the year, like, in the States. Like, I wonder how she's going to work that out because she made her business and everything there. So,
yeah.
That'll be interesting to see. I'm here for it. So let's talk about this Egypt and Sam situation because they it's like them against the world, them against their family.
Bonnie you know, and Clyde.
They're a power couple. I mean, we saw, you know, when we talk about the party situation, we saw them walking into a party couple, but we see it now how Sam had so much to say about TT and how TT was telling them like, oh, you need to wait to have a baby. You need to wait to get engaged. And Sam was like, she's the main one who had all this conversation about us. And now here she is doing everything else. And we've been together for 3 years. So they holding it down. I will say this, like, whenever somebody tries to go towards them, it seems to me they just get closer. They get tighter. Like, Egypt is not letting Sam go.
I think Sam has a control in the situation. And Sam is actually, to me, he's a scary person. Not physically, but because I believe he could be, if he chooses to be, a master manipulator. And he's a master at shifting the perception of the narrative. So, you know, everybody has their own narrative, right? But he has a way of trying to paint the narrative a certain way. And he's so good at it that it actually works for Egypt. So he's able to paint a picture that Egypt sees clearly. And she acts and reacts based on the picture that Sam painted in her head, which I think that's kind of scary and dangerous because, like, he's kind of, in a sense, and I get what people are saying, because everybody's against Sam. It seems like he could definitely be manipulating her in a mental way, but not that he, like, means any true harm, but it's more of a controlling thing. That's what I feel. I could be wrong, though.
I can see that.
Yeah, that felt kind of deep.
Dang, you didn't go there. But I just feel like Egypt is very insecure with her relationship. Like,
that
she's
too.
Insecure, and she's looking for approval with Sam. Like, why do you need everyone to say, oh, he's great? Like, why is she looking for approval? If you want to be with him, if you know he loves you, respects you, is everything you're looking for in a man, like, why do you need approval from everyone? So that's something that I'm like, why? It's weird. So I think she should grow out of that and just start living her life the way she wants to live it and not bring everyone in.
She needs to live more like TT because it seems like, all right, so here's the thing. It's so funny. When they were talking earlier in the episode, like on the beach, TT and her man was just like doing their thing. And then Egypt keeps bringing up the like, you didn't tell me this, you didn't tell me that. And then she's throwing it, trying to throw it in TT's face, like my future husband. It's like as if she was trying to make her jealous or something. It's like, first off, they don't want your life or your man. So I think that it's really just underlying bitterness right now with Egypt. Like, she went for an apology. Not only did she not get an apology, but she got a pregnant belly shoved in her face. And then she saw, like, the man who it was by, and it's like they're perfectly happy. So now she feels kind of like, well, damn, what about me? My man's not even here. So I think she's just bitter.
Again, that's insecurity.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it was also crazy to know they've been together for 3 years. Like, when they were like, we've been together 3 years, I said, that's a long time to be fighting like this with the people you love and care about, like, about who you're dating. Like, that's a lot. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's definitely too much. You said Egypt needs to grow up?
Yes.
Sam too, then, in that case.
Yes, Sam's a mess. It's a whole mess. I mean, speaking of mess, let's get into this whole party situation.
Uh-oh.
With Little Twist's birthday. You see why we got our robes on, because it's a pajama thing.
You know.
Y'all look real cute.
almost knocked my computer down. Let me stop.
See, you know what? But so this whole pajama theme party with Little Twist, it starts out, everybody's cool, calm, and collected. We see Romeo, you must be thinking about me. That we see Bow Wow and Angela show up together. They just said they arrived together, but I think they showed up in the same car. And, you know, Little Twist has a crush on Ava, which I didn't know that, Boogie's sister, at all. I said, sir. I think she's like 18, 19, but you know, do you.
I mean, she's taller than him, though, so that counts for something.
Oh no.
Good night.
Flip that.
I wasn't ready.
But this whole party situation was something else. Like it started out nice, and then when it came down to Egypt and Bree, like it just turned left. I mean, arguments, and Angela kind of caught in the middle, but she was like, okay, all right, I'm gonna head out type of thing. Like, let me wrap it up. I mean, what are y'all's thoughts about this whole party situation? It's a lot to talk about in there.
Honestly, Angela being like, so I'm gonna go, was my favorite thing. I also love that, like, when anybody else in the cast comes that, like, Angela's not close with, she's like, hi, how are you? Like, she's really, you can tell it's kind of, like, not her thing. These aren't really her people.
Exactly.
And especially, she's not with the drama. She's like, oh, y'all about to fight? I'm gonna go. Like,
you know what I mean? Yeah,
she'd be out. So I kind of love that about Angela, honestly.
She ain't about the drama. She's about really to check. Not. She come, she do her episode, make her money, and go back home.
With her executive producer credit ready right. to go.
Yeah, she was so awkward. She was like, I feel tension. I'm just going to leave and go home. She like left the whole party.
The whole party.
I know.
Yo, speaking of that, we do have a few comments in this chat too. So speaking of Angela, so Beauty by Maya K. She said, hey guys, love your after show. It always makes me laugh. Bree is cool and all, but I have to agree with you on what you said about Bree last week. It wasn't the right time or place for the nonsense. And I agree. However, this week, I think that Bree's actually trying not to get involved in the nonsense, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
You felt that? I don't know. She was definitely kind of playing that instigator card.
Nah, when Egypt first pulled up to the, you're talking about with Egypt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when Egypt first pulled up to the table, when Angela was there, Bree was like, we don't have to talk about this now, or we can talk about this separate. So she tried to defuse it and deflect it right there. Then not only that, after she said that, Egypt moved from the far seat to the seat that Angela was in. She was the aggressor in that case.
I don't know. I just feel like she definitely had a plan, though. Bree came with a plan if Egypt did come a little bit more like intense to the party. But I still feel like she wanted to start drama.
Bree was there with her wife. She just wanted to have a good time in her little donkey. Was it a donkey pajama? What was she wearing?
Unicorn.
It was a unicorn.
Oh, my bad.
Donkey.
But no, I'm sorry. But no, she just wanted to have fun in her unicorn pajamas with her girl. Like, I don't think you switch into unicorn pajamas to fight somebody.
I don't know.
I mean, you might. It is a little bit more comfortable, a onesie.
All right, so let me ask you right now, Howard, Mr. Robe, would you fight somebody in that robe right now?
I sure would.
Okay, well, never mind then. Okay.
Listen.
Honestly, I would too, but it would feel funny. Actually, I would take it off. Let me take this robe off real quick. I don't want to get it dirty.
I get 1-2 hits, lead, and then I take the robe off.
Oh, okay, I got you. All right, Floyd Mayweather.
But this whole party thing, I was just like, I don't understand. Like, I understand, but I just don't understand Egypt and just being so aggressive towards Bree. I felt like she could have really nipped this in the bud. Everything could have been cool. And then for her to kind of buck up a little bit, I'm like, you know Bree is crazy. You know Bree will take it there in 2.5 seconds. Why would you even try to, you know, step up to her type of thing? I think Egypt came there ready to fight. She knew Bree would be there because she came in with her hair up in her sweater and was like, it's going to be what it is. But to me, Egypt's not really a fighter. So I was a little shocked to see her step up like that.
She better not get beat up in the next episode.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
With all that mess.
She came right to fight. Had her hair in a top knot. Had a hoodie on. Didn't even wear pajamas. She was ready.
She was ready in sweats and tennis shoes.
Looks can be deceiving, though. Like, yes. You may come looking ready, but are you ready? Like, really?
Let me tell you who she thought she was fighting. Like, she didn't go there to fight Bree. Because you got to think, she's already bitter. Ain't nobody apologized to her. She said in the episode, everybody owe me an apology at this point, and I'm going to collect. So her confronting Bree was her confronting TT, her confronting her mom, TT's mom, and even her mom, because Egypt's own mom was going against her on the phone a little bit. So basically, she's mad at everybody. So it's like, you know what? I can just take it out on Bree, because you know she can't take it out on nobody else, but she's probably going to find out she can't take it out on Bree either. So we'll see.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I said, nah, little girl, you don't want this. Because Bree, you know, she known to fight. They was fighting at the engagement party. I'm like, you know she about it. You know what I mean? And she did. I think Bree tried. She was like, I really don't want to fight with you. I just want to talk to you. You don't have to come at me so aggressive. And you could tell she was already probably lit. So it was just like, okay, she's telling you, calm down.
Exactly.
Calm down.
Never fight somebody who doesn't want to fight. Like somebody who say, listen, I don't want to do this. Don't fight that person. I'm telling you.
You probably won't lose.
Okay.
I also think, I just don't like when they come to somebody else's function to fight. Can we do this out in the parking lot, outside of the party? Can we do it another day? Because like, it's so rude. We was trying to have a birthday party that was intentionally a zen chill vibe in pajamas. We was just trying to chill. Like, we can't have fun? Like, I don't know.
Nah, they wanted that
exactly.
action.
They wanted that action. And then to see Sam, so I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, Sam is kind of, you know, in the other room. When the camera panned a little bit, I said, it was like them and then Sam. I said, yeah. Sam said he didn't want no part of it, but here he literally could have took two steps and been right there in there.
Yo.
I was like, okay, you gonna say something, you not, you gonna see how it plays out, like,
I'm glad you said that, Howard, because Beauty by Maya K, shout out to you again in the chat. She said, Sam, because if you see someone who is your fiance getting into a fight with someone else, you're supposed to do something and stop it, not standing there cackling like a hyena. Sam could have done more.
He was scared, though. He wanted his nails getting ripped off.
If Sam, here's
the thing. Fight to happen, though.
He said what?
Oh, no, I was going to say, here's the thing about when men fight or when men get hype. So as long as it's just the women, everybody can kind of stand and watch. Maybe somebody will go in and try to break it up and all this kind of stuff. But as soon as the way it is in like most like rougher environments, if one man stands up, every other man is going to stand up. Like, not that they're going to do something, but they're making sure that they're ready in case something pops off. So as you saw towards the end, as soon as Sam kind of even approached one step, Lil Eazy E was like, all right, what up? You know what I'm saying? Like, he got ready. Everybody got ready. That's just how it is in those situations. So with that said, Sam would do, he'll take it to a certain point, but I don't think Sam will take it past that point because he knows who's in the room.
I can see that.
Yeah, he doesn't want his connections.
Yeah. And as long as it's just like some female stuff, then Sam feels like he can handle it. But if some real ish pop off,
He definitely break a nail then.
Sure. He was like, yeah, I got the acrylics. I said, okay, well, you know, he living in his truth. He said, I got the acrylics.
He ain't busting no grapes. He ain't busting no grapes.
He said, that's what I got. And then Bree said this line. I said, girl, you didn't have to do it. When Bree was like, we weren't at an engagement party. We was at your husband's coming out party. I said,
we
ain't got to do her like that. You ain't got to do her.
That's exactly where we were.
So let me ask you. Do you think that is still a source of Sam's? It seems that he's insecure. So would you say that that's a source of his insecurity still? Like, even though he said, like, I'm not straight, but I'm not gay. So he kind of came out. Do you think he's still not fully comfortable yet?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
He might not be fully comfortable. I don't even know. He might not even want to put a label on whatever he's going through. But
so what is he after at this point? Because it seems like he's constantly trying to prove himself. So what is he trying to prove?
With whatever he's trying to prove, that was not the time or place. Like, that was not about you. That's all I feel, totally.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know what I guess we have to find out, watch and find out, because it's something there. I mean, of course, he's got the public eye all on him and, like, people going through his bank accounts and, you know, saying how he's so broke and stuff like that. So maybe he's just trying to prove something to us or people instead of trying to prove something to himself.
I think he needs to get off TV.
That's good. That's
I can see
real.
That. A good, like, two seasons off and then
just
come back.
Get off TV, man. If you make music, just focus on your music for a couple years.
But if he gets off TV, would he still be with Egypt? That's the question.
Ooh.
Probably not.
What is this relationship for?
I know. Ooh. I don't think so.
Oh. Oh,
he's just after clout. He's chasing clout right now, and so
he's a young Tekashi.
Yeah, he's like Egypt is like his ticket there because like she's kind of like the enter of like the entertainment music world, and then he can kind of go like kind of be like a little frog, a cop from different areas to figure out where he's trying to go next.
But her within herself, she's not popping though like that in the music world.
No, not the music world, but just like her parents and just,
I know, like, I know, but I get it. But that's where it comes from. But yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like in that case, that's kind of desperate. Like, how are you going to try to? It's one thing if you're going to leech off somebody who's out there getting it, but how are you going to leech off somebody who's just the daughter of somebody who was out there getting it?
Because he's desperate.
That's sad.
Exactly. Maybe he's thinking he can use her to get some to meet one producer, or maybe his mom would be able to introduce him to some type of somebody who might be able to take his music somewhere else.
And these parties that they're going to, he doesn't know who's going to be there. That's why he's not going to pop off and start like scratching eyeballs and stuff. Like, he's going to be like in the back and just kind of observing, because he doesn't want to burn bridges.
Yeah.
I hope they get it together. I mean, Little Twist Party did seem like it was a good time. The pajama thing was nice. A nice little, I'm thinking it's an Airbnb. I don't know. Wherever the location was, it looked very nice.
Said, can we talk about how dope Twist is, man? Twist is funny. I like how he's really himself. Yeah. 1,000%. Like, there's 0% of me that think that he acts for the cameras. I really think that he's really that wild of a dude. And I can tell by his interactions with everybody, because nobody ever seems surprised by him. Like, it seems like that's just so normal. Like, here's how I know. Even with Boogie, with Twist talking to Boogie about his younger sister, and Boogie's not even mad, because I could sense, like, Boogie's like, I know how Twist is. And that's how come, like, you could tell that Boogie's like, Twist can be Twist, but if they do get serious, then I'm going to be on him. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But nah, it's just dope how Twist is such a, like, free spirit. And I think it really shines through on this season.
I 1,000% agree with that. Because even when people came to the party, they're like, Twist, what's up? Like, they were so happy to see him and celebrate him. Even you can tell the whole vibe of that night. Yeah. It's just like, we all here to actually have a good time. We're actually friends with this guy. Like, let's just be here and be chill until, you know, things went left. But it was very genuine, chill vibe. I totally agree. Yeah. I love Twist. I love him and Brianna, because I think he calms Brianna down some.
Yeah.
Because she'll say something wild. He'll be like, what? Like, it's really funny.
Yeah.
I like that friendship.
Enjoy. Me too.
It. For sure. All right. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to touch on?
Oh, let me check my notes. Oh, okay.
Biden took notes?
I mean, you know how we do. I got like 5 of them things wrote down.
Oh, boy.
I already said everything I wanted to say, except there's one quote that Titi said. She said that Sam is in like one big charade of who he is. So that really makes me question, like, what is he after? Because it seems like to the people who are near Sam, he's kind of lost in himself. Like, I guess he's kind of trying to figure it out, which we all are, but it's just different because he's trying to figure himself out on camera in the public eye with a public figure, AKA Egypt. So it's a little bit trickier.
A lot of layers to it, definitely.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts. So it's like, it's one thing to try to get your life together, but to try to get your life together on TV with a famous, like, MC's daughter, it's like, eh.
Yeah.
It's also interesting, like, all these music videos, all these makeup things, and all these, like, where are they at?
Like, you know, I was going to ask, have you seen any of them? I haven't seen any.
I've seen is prep for it.
What's Sam's music name?
Oh, I went on his Instagram.
You follow him?
Ooh.
No, I didn't follow him, but I just wanted to see, like, does he have an Instagram? So I went on it.
Yeah.
He just had, like,
a distinction of
himself and, like, him in Egypt, and, like, their relationship is real. I thought it was just for TV. So I was like, oh, okay. Like,
is it popping? Oh. Is he popping?
Does he have music on there?
Yeah, I didn't go on it, though.
But he's actually, like, promoting it. Okay.
Yeah, he has music on his little, like, you know how you have a little link on your bio? He's like, click here for my music. And I was like,
you didn't click? You made it that far and didn't click? I'm going to go click.
Go click.
I'm about to go click.
I was like, oh, I'm scared.
Not I'm scared.
You know he the
it
joker.
It could be anything. What is really his style? Who knows?
Yeah.
Wow. No so idea. Shanice Sweet Smile said Twist is the Joker. And then Beauty by Maya K said Lil Twist is too funny. He's a trip. And then Shanice said I would hang with him.
I would hang with Twist too.
He reminds me of like another version of Lil Wayne, like a younger
absolutely.
Version.
Absolutely.
He gives me that vibe because I used to listen to his music when I was in high school, and then he like fell off, and I was like, what happened to him?
You know what? I think Twist is literally living the childhood that Wayne didn't have.
Oh, that's nice. He gets a shot at that. Sorry.
Because that makes sense now. Because Twist really is like a younger Wayne. Like, I feel like Twist is the other side of Wayne. Like, Wayne got the Wayne gangster side that's been rapping, but you know by now that Wayne has his more fun, chill, whatever side too. I think that twist is a big portion of that.
I agree with that. And I would definitely say, going back to those high school days, if y'all haven't heard Lil Secret by Bow Wow and Lil Twist, it made me think of this episode, honestly. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so nice. Throwback days. So I would check that out.
Yes. You know what? I wish Bow Wow would have went on tour. He could have brought Twist out. That Millennium Tour was probably going to be it. Oh, I'm mad about that.
And I'm sorry, I do have to make a quick clarification. So Shanice Sweet Smile said, I said, Sam's music name is the Joker, not Lil Twist. She called Sam the Joker.
That makes his whole thing make a lot more sense now in terms of like Harley Quinn. And, okay.
Boom, there we go. You know what? Shout out to you, Shanice Sweet Smile.
Shout out to you, girl. You a real one.
So he's trying to plug himself and his music by calling himself the Joker every episode.
So that's why he's a clown. Okay. And then Bree said, you got to get a different clown. Okay. Wow. Look at
it's
that.
All coming together.
I'll just blow them together. Well, let's get into our special segment, our glowing up passion, who we think just looked the best in the episode. It could be anything from clothes to personality to makeup. I mean, who was just giving us that vibe, that glow up? Byron, did you have one?
Oh, yeah. All right. This is actually crazy, but I'm giving it to Sam. His outfit when he walked into that party was fresh. Him and Egypt, they did walk in fresh as hell, but Sam's outfit was fresh. I would rock that easy. He was lit. But see, that shows you I'm a balanced person, because I was talking all this shit, but then I gave him glowing up fashion.
Look at you.
I guess.
You know, leave a comment, y'all.
I'm going to say Angela. I liked her little PJ set. It was like a dress, nightgown, robes. It was cute. I was like, okay, with the heels. But I wouldn't be wearing heels to bed, but it was cute outfit.
I know. I said, Angela, what? What are you? Okay, do you, girl. Do you. Lisa?
I was here for Bree's onesie, because I feel like she's the only one out of our cast who committed to the theme 1,000%. Because everybody came in there like, you know, I don't know. Angela didn't do the pajama game. It was cute. She looked good. I mean, she looked good. But we was in pajamas, onesie. You know what I mean? Like, I thought Brie looked the cutest and looked like she was there to have fun.
She did. I was gonna give her mine, but then I was like, damn, Sam came in kind of fresh.
But I'm saying, like, y'all can't wear you can wear a silk dress to bed. That's, you get that from Victoria's Secret.
Okay. I hear you, sis. I'm with you. You wore heels and a leather jacket. You didn't have to do all that.
Not the leather jacket part, but she could have worn like a robe to go over it or something.
Yeah,
that would have been cute. Robe. Like a silk robe.
That would have been cute. I get mine to Egypt. Robe.
Oh, okay.
Egypt had her in her confessional. It was like her at-home confessional where she had the blonde wig. It was like
Yeah.
I said, you know what? Okay, Egypt. You up here doing it. You know she did it herself because she at the house. You ain't got your glam squad. So that's all, that'd have been all her. I said, you know what? Growth. I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it. We have any fan shout outs there? Well, I mean, we have everybody in our chat, but so we shout you out.
I got you.
Throughout the episode. Byron got us here.
I got you. So we got a few last week. Shanice Sweet Smile's been going hard all day, every day, and I really appreciate that. So she said, good to be seen, good to be heard. LOL, I love Byron. Oh, I stole that from Howard, by the way, in the beginning of the show. So that's why they was laughing at it. T-Mac said, there is absolutely categorically nothing about Sam I find attractive. He's just a highly manipulative individual who has digmatized Egypt. Love is blind. And thanks for the shout out.
That's how you really feel.
Man. I'm going to just leave it there, man, because our comments really have been lit lately. So please, y'all, keep leaving comments. We're going to keep reading them in the live chat and from last week. So y'all know, stay lit.
Yes, I'm here for it. Man, another good episode. Before we wrap up, let's get into some predictions for next week. Yes. Okay.
And now,
so
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, prediction. So this next week, we'll probably end up seeing the actual fight, or at least some type of interaction.
Interaction. What is this?
Hopefully
you're right.
Security doesn't break it up too quick. You know what I mean? So, Lisa, do you want to kick it off? What are your predictions for next week?
Hands will certainly be thrown. I don't know if there will be any connecting punches once again because of security. And all I really saw on the clip where we actually got to see it was like Brianna just losing her mind and no one letting her through. I kind of hope somebody breaks it up though, because once again, we're trying to have a fun party. So.
Go ahead, Missy.
Byron? Oh, Missy? Nah,
let Missy go.
I want to see what Pep got to say about the fight, because she was sounding a little concerned on FaceTime. So I want to see what her motherly advice will be, just to see if, you know, oh, did you beat her up? Or dang, why'd you do that? I want to see what side she'll be on.
Yeah. I believe there's going to be this much fighting and this much talking after the fight. So I think that they're building us all the way up this week, just so next week it looks like it's going to be a fight, and then they argue and they get in each other's face, and 4 seconds later security comes in, break it up, carry them away from each other. Meanwhile, they're talking all this mess about each other, and I would have beat that, you know, like all of that kind of stuff. So I think that's going to happen, and then from there, who knows? But it ain't going to be no real punches thrown, and I don't think that Egypt can fight like that.
Do you think Sam's going to jump
in? I don't see it.
Do I think what?
Do you think Sam's going to jump in?
I don't think he's going to jump in, because Sam is not stupid. He's wild, but he's not stupid. There's too many other dudes there who are more about that than he is. So he may get involved as in like to protect his woman, but he ain't putting hands on nobody at all. Yeah. He know better.
I see the same thing. Same thing. I don't see Egypt really. We're going to see a glimpse of the fight, maybe a little bit of pushing, because we saw Bree was like, hold my rings, baby, hold my rings. So definitely some pushing action, but it's going to be broken up so quick. And then it's probably going to be a done deal. Like Bree and Egypt, they're not going to, I don't think they're going to bounce back from this.
Yeah. In order for a real fight to happen on TV, it has to just happen. You can't talk about a fight and lead into a fight because security's already ready. You have to just fight.
Yeah. And if they don't fight at that party, they're probably going to try to fight off camera or somewhere else in another event. Like, you just got to let them do it.
Let them do it.
I don't think Egypt would ever fight her off camera, because she would lose very badly.
Maybe that's why she wanted to fight on camera, because she knew she had all the protection from like Sam and production and security. Because you got to remember, there's security and there's production. So, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Too many people. Well, we'll just have to wait and see until next week. Definitely, if you guys are watching and listening to our after show, give us those 5 stars on iTunes and leave a comment there. Keep leaving those comments down below, like Byron said, so we can shout you out. We appreciate you all, and make sure you like this video. Definitely leave us those predictions. What do you guys think is going to happen with Sam and Egypt, or Egypt and Bree? We're interested to know. Send us that news and gossip too. I know some of y'all out there in the streets, so you got your ears to it, so let us know. I am Howard the Third here. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. I also do another show on AfterBuzz on Sundays called I Hate Social Media, but we really love it. So make sure you guys hang out with me there at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Missy, where can we find you?
Hey guys, you can follow me on all social media platforms at Missy Bernier. My last name is spelled B-E-R-N-I-E-R.
Yes. Byron K.
What's good, y'all? Byron K. You can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s, or you can just go to herofromthe90s.com.
All right, Lisa.
Hi guys, you can find me everywhere at Lisa K. Satchel. Yeah, just come chat with me.
Yes. All right, guys, and we'll be back here next Friday talking all things growing up hip hop. We'll see you later. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.